This week, I am inside a brand new store that's opening up in Dardenne Prairie called Macadoodles. It is a liquor, wine, beer store. Mike McKenna, managing partner, is with me. We're going to roam around the store, actually, and you're going to tell me about this place. Give me a little history of Macadoodles.
Well, Macadoodles was founded over 25 years ago at this point in Pineville, Missouri. The basis for it was that there's a county in Missouri that was across the border from a dry county in Arkansas. And so, you know, the founder, Roger Guildhouse, who's from Union, Missouri, thought, well, what a good place to put a liquor store. And he was right. And in the process, he created a really amazing concept. The store has a really Ozarkian feel to it.
Ozarkian, that's a good word. I've never heard that.
I think I heard that in a Bigfoot documentary once. That's actually Momo the Monster. If anybody from St. Louis, we all know that. But so, yeah, it's this concept where you've got exposed wood and exposed beams and a beautiful wine room that's got graphics that are inviting, and it's all rooted in customer service. People come in, they're greeted, welcome to Macadoodles. They're expected to have a good time and taste things, and we always have six wines out at all times for tasting. We have things at our spirits bar that are available to taste, and you know, unless it's a ticketed event, those are free of charge. So customer service is what it's all rooted in. A beautiful environment to do it. All wood cabinetry. It's gorgeous in our wine room. Big walk-in beer cooler that helps too. So fun place to be.
Yeah, we're actually in the wine room, which is really a wine dome. I mean, mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like this. There are photographs all around 360 of different wine regions, and then it literally is a wooden dome above that. It's beautiful. Looks like a church.
Yeah, well, it's a cathedral to grapes.
Yeah.
You know, the look of this place has been described by a frequenter of alderman meetings out here in Dardenne Prairie as elevated clampet. I'm not really sure if she thinks of that in the positive connotation like we do. I think it's amazing. I think it's
Beverly
dead
Hillbillies.
On. Yeah, I actually do think it is elevated clampet, man. Like it's
that's a good one.
You know, it's kind of again, it's a little bit hillbilly, it's a little Hoosier. It's but it fits rural Missouri, and it is. It's gorgeous. I mean, these wood beams, our carpenters did an unbelievable job to create our wine dome, and it just adds to the ambiance of it. You know, you walk in and it feels super comfortable. It's not pretentious. Our associates aren't wearing white long sleeves and tuxedos, man. They're wearing t-shirts and jeans, and they're just like going to see your neighbor next door and share a bottle of wine or a couple pours of bourbon with.
So what is the concept here in terms of what you're trying to deliver?
Well, again, it goes back to customer service, but I keep saying this, that you know, Macadoodles is Missouri. Like, Macadoodles is fun. Those are my two taglines for it, and it's for a reason. We are Missouri-owned. We're Missouri-operated. It is a Missouri franchise. We are the first independent franchisee in the St. Louis area, so we're proud of that. But it's also that the place is fun. That's the only way to describe it. People walk in, and they were greeted, and they look around, and there's all sorts of stuff hanging from the rafters and neon signs. And when I first started to do this project, I didn't know what Macadoodles was. And the more I met people that knew what it was and had been to the one in Columbia or Osage Beach or Branson, they all went, man, we had so much fun there. That's when I thought that this was something I could do. It felt right.
Now, going through the beer section, I mean, it is highly local. You've got all kinds of beers there, but definitely represented is the breweries people know in the St. Louis region. Tell me a little bit about that connection.
Well, we're really lucky right now that our beer manager, and not beer, our system manager, Carrie, is just so in tune with beer. And so she's kind of taken that division of the place and run with it and made it super local and super crafty. And of course we had the volume stuff. Hey man, we got Keystone hiding in back, you know what I mean? We got Busch Light Camo Packs and Peach and you name it. But when it comes to the super crafty stuff around town, again, we do like to skew local. We do know that the craft beer segment is something that people look for. They love to build their own six packs and four packs. We have that available here. We've got an entire cooler full of cold craft. It's a focus of ours. You know, anybody can put the commodity stuff in that everyone has. But if you want to come in here, you can find a beer from the Ukraine. You can find a beer from, you know, Singapore. You can find things from all over the world on top of the local stuff as well.
I learned that there are a couple of products back there that are athlete branded, like St. Louis, famous St. Louis athletes. Can you tell me about those?
Yeah, there's a couple of those. Ozzie Smith has his backflip cocktails in our building here, and that's been a recent in the past year thing that they've taken on board. And there's greater St. Louis connections as well, and beyond that, even to sports, you know. But having Ozzie stuff here is really cool. On a personal level, I used to be a hockey player, and I was a goaltender, and right now I'm staring at two bottles of Belfour whiskey. Belfour bourbon. Well, that's Ed Belfour, and he's an old goaltender.
Yeah.
You know, Stanley Cup winner for the Dallas Stars. People from here probably hate the guy because he was a Hawks goalie, which I did as a kid too. And then I realized how good he was.
Oh,
and
yeah, he was really good.
And he, I mean, he's going to be here in a couple weeks to do a tasting and bottle signing, and this is a hero of mine, right? So it kind of expands out beyond that. We've got the Rocks Tequila here, the Final Boss Rock,
yeah.
That guy, the Brahma Bull. But yeah, so we've got a little bit of everything like that.
Now, you mentioned an event coming up with Belfour. I mean, what kind of events do you anticipate having in conjunction with the store?
Yeah, so, I mean, we get a lot of cool things we can do. And a lot of it's supported by our different distributors and brands that are happy to showcase their products.
Why did you choose this location? Why did the company choose this location, you think?
Yeah, so it definitely wasn't at the franchisor level. It was the franchisee level choosing this location. Reason for us is that it's a piece of a bigger development by Mia Rose Holdings in town. And Mia Rose is led by a guy named Tom Kyman, who I played hockey with and against growing up. Yeah. My first Division I college game was against Tom when he was at Michigan Tech doing engineering and playing D1 hockey. No one does that. So Tom's vision for this site included doing multifamily housing. There's apartments that are going in, 190 of those. We've also got a Sugar Fire right next door to us, and a Starbucks that's going to be on the end of our building, and a Circle K, and a Smalls Burgers, and another Outlaw. And so it's a grade A location out here. It's as A-plus as you can get at Bryan and Fizey Road. There's a ton of traffic, but it also is part of our bigger vision of doing the stay, work, and play type of environment. Yeah, and we've already seen golf carts next door at Sugar Fire. We share ownership with those guys. They've been kicking butt since they reopened. They've got their volleyball court and a pickleball court, and it's been huge for them. We expect to piggyback off of it.
Tell me about your wine selection. What are the highlights of that?
To me, it's that we do a great job of catering to every segment, to me. You know, we've got every tier of wine you can imagine. We're really strong, though, and what we've prided ourselves is building out a set that between that magic $10 to $25 range, we've got things in our store that you're not going to find at other places. We've got enough buying power to be able to do that. We've got those things that you can drink out, you know, daily if you choose to, weekend. It's not all high end. We've got really approachable, awesome wines in that affordable 10 to 25 range that we'll be tasting every day, hand selling, letting people come in and try them and expand their palate, which is what makes wine fun. It's supposed to be like that.
Do you have any plans for the holidays? Any special things happening then?
Yep, so we're going to have this place decked out in holiday cheer right now. We've got little Clydesdale and set up from Budweiser over there. It's got some signs and some steins as well. We'll have Christmas lights. We'll have wreaths hanging up. So we're going to do some pretty cool stuff at Thanksgiving, too. We're going to do some pairings where a couple of events, we'll do a Sugar Fire. We'll bring some smoked turkey over. We'll find the perfect wines for it. We'll find the perfect bourbon for it. Let people taste around.
Yeah, we're actually in the wine room, which is really a wine dome. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. There are photographs all around 360 of different wine regions, and then it literally is a wooden dome above that. It's beautiful. Looks like a church.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, it's a cathedral to grapes.
Yeah.
You know, the look of this place has been described by a frequenter of alderman meetings out here in Dardine Prairie as elevated clampet. I'm not really sure if she thinks of that in the positive connotation like we do. I think it's amazing.
As
I think it's
Beverly
dead
Hill
on. Yeah, I actually do think it is elevated clampet, man. Like it's
that's a good one.
You know, it's kind of again, it's a little bit hillbilly. It's a little Hoosier. It's but it fits rural Missouri, and it is. It's gorgeous. I mean, these wood beams, our carpenters did an unbelievable job to create our wine dome, and it just adds to the ambiance of it. You know, you walk in and it feels super comfortable. It's not pretentious. Our associates aren't wearing white long sleeves and tuxedos, man. They're wearing t-shirts and jeans, and they're just like going to see your neighbor next door and share a bottle of wine or a couple pours of bourbon with.
So what is the concept here in terms of what you're trying to deliver.
Again, it goes back to customer service, but I keep saying this, that MacAdoodles is Missouri. Like, MacAdoodles is fun. Those are my two taglines for it, and it's for a reason. We are Missouri-owned. We're Missouri-operated. It is a Missouri franchise. We are the first independent franchisee in the St. Louis area. So we're proud of that. But it's also that the place is fun. That's the only way to describe it. People walk in, and they were greeted, and they look around, and there's all sorts of stuff hanging from the rafters and neon signs. And when I first started to do this project, I didn't know what MacAdoodles was. And the more I met people that knew what it was and had been to the one in Columbia or Osage Beach or Branson, they all went, man, we had so much fun there. That's when I thought that this was something I could do. It felt right.
Now, going through the beer section, I mean, it is highly local. You've got all kinds of beers there, but definitely represented is the breweries people know in the St. Louis region. Tell me a little bit about that connection.
Well, we're really lucky right now that our beer manager, and not beer, our system manager, Carrie, is just so in tune with beer. And so she's kind of taken that division of the place and run with it and made it super local and super crafty. And of course we had the volume stuff. Hey man, we got Keystone hiding in back, you know what I mean? We got Busch Light Camo Packs and Peach and you name it. But when it comes to the super crafty stuff around town, again, we do like to skew local. We do know that the craft beer segment is something that people look for. They love to build their own six packs and four packs. We have that available here. We've got an entire cooler full of cold craft. It's a focus of ours. You know, anybody can put the commodity stuff in that everyone has. But if you want to come in here, you can find a beer from the Ukraine. You can find a beer from, Singapore. You can find things from all over the world on top of the local stuff as well.
I learned that there are a couple of products back there that are athlete branded, like mm-hmm. St. Louis, famous St. Louis athletes. Can you tell me about those?
Yeah, there's a couple of those. Ozzie Smith has his backflip cocktails in our building here, and that's been a recent in the past year thing that they've taken on board. And there's greater St. Louis connections as well, and beyond that, even to sports, you know. But having Ozzie stuff here is really cool. On a personal level, I used to be a hockey player, and I was a goaltender, and right now I'm staring at two bottles of Belfour whiskey, Belfour bourbon. Well, that's Ed Belfour, and he's an old goaltender,
yeah.
You know, Stanley Cup winner for the Dallas Stars. People from here probably hate the guy because he was a Hawks goalie, which I did as a kid too. And then I realized how good he was.
Oh,
and
yeah, he was really good.
And he's going to be here in a couple weeks to do a tasting and bottle signing, and this is a hero of mine, right? So it kind of expands out beyond that. We've got the Rocks Tequila here, the Final Boss Rock,
yeah.
That guy, the Brahma Bull. But yeah, so we've got a little bit of everything like that.
Now, you mentioned event coming up with Belfour. I mean, what kind of events do you anticipate having in conjunction with the store?
Yeah, so, I mean, we get a lot of cool things we can do. And a lot of it's supported by our different distributors and brands that are happy to showcase their products.
Mike, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
We hope everybody comes in and has fun and come in and say hi to us. You know, I am here. I manage the store. I will be here. You want to talk hockey? I got you. You want to talk, IndyCar racing? I got you. But if your passion is, mash bills and bourbon, I tell you what, I can probably guide you in the right direction. I know a little bit, but we've got specialists in this store that know that stuff inside and out. And it's really cool. We've got some employees with us now that, some are passionate hobbyists, some have had other careers in the past, some are making their own careers. It's all over the place. So it should be a fun place to come learn and enjoy.
Well, I appreciate you inviting me here. That's Mike McKenna. He is the managing partner of MacAdoodles, opening right now, and it's in Dardine Prairie / O'Fallon, Missouri.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike.
You're welcome. Anytime. Thanks for having me.